Geralyn Lasher, who's the communications director for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The governor has declared a state of emergency. Tell us about this.
Sure. We had a situation up in the Upper Peninsula. Basically, there was a leak in a pipeline over in Wisconsin. And because of that, there's been some situations where some parts of the Western UP are going to have a difficult time getting fuel over the weekend or potentially over the next week or so because of some of the shortage or some of the delays as far as getting that fuel from other locations in Wisconsin as opposed to Green Bay, which is where I believe the leak took place, and that's where the operation was shut down. So we want to make sure that the health and safety of the residents in the Western UP are addressed and they have adequate access to fuel. So the governor issued this executive order just to help ease that transfer and transportation of fuel.
So how? What will specifically happen with this? Will just other entities get fuel to those folks? How does that work?
Sure. What happens is there are in place some regulations that basically limit the hours of service that the transportation carriers can do. And those are in place from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Division. And then there's also some regulations at the state level. And what it does is it limits the number of hours that drivers can log when they're transporting fuel. So there's some weekly limits and some daily limits and some rest orders that are put in place. But basically what this will do is it will lift that weekly hour limit, which is about 70 hours. The daily restrictions will be able to be maintained, but we'll be able to have trucks moving much more frequently. Again, that's just for the fuel that's needed to address the health and safety of people in the area. So it's limited to the specific gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel. It is not, you know, any other type of entity. And it's in place. They believe they'll have it resolved by early August. So it's just for a limited period of time.
And could this problem affect other parts of the UP or lower Michigan?
We don't believe so, and from everything that we're hearing from our counterparts in Wisconsin, they do believe that they'll be able to get this addressed and get the leak repaired. So hopefully it will be for just a short period of time, and that was the thing. We wanted to make sure that Governor wanted to make sure that he took action soon enough so it didn't result in a situation perhaps over the weekend when it would be more difficult to get fuel going to those key areas in the Western UP.
Geralyn, do we know if this leak will affect Michigan and the company behind the leak?
There's no indications right now that it will. So we have no indication that will be a part of anything here in terms of distribution. And I apologize, Tony, I don't have the name of the company right there, but it's a line near Jackson, Wisconsin.
All right, Geralyn, we appreciate you greatly. Thanks so much.
Thank you.